Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
A happy Championship Monday and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. What a great week of sports, one of the very best of the entire year. We got the championship game tonight between the two best teams in college basketball, Purdue and UConn. We're going to break that down here in moments. We also got the tradition unlike any other coming up on Thursday at Augusta National. We're going to talk plenty about the Masters over the next 3 days. We'll give a first initial thought and some looks at some golfers here on Send It In today. We also got a couple of great games in Major League Baseball. We'll give out some picks during Big League Peach. Kate Constable going to join me in the middle of the show, and then we're going to give out our favorite plays for today. Lot to talk about, a lot of different sports to cover. As always, you guys know the drill. If you want to get involved, if you want any thoughts, any questions, any best bets that you want to give out on the show, go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let us know what you're on. And as always, if you miss any of the show, if you had to run away, or if you tuned in late, you can check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glass is in session on a Monday as we're going off the glass here. National championship game. The beauty of March Madness, as we know, is you get runs like NC State, these Cinderella-type teams. You get runs like Bama, a team that looked like they were left for dead towards the end of the year. Every once in a while, it feels like we get the two best teams playing for the national championship in college basketball. It doesn't happen probably as often as people will like, but this year we truly get that. We get probably the best game that we could ask for in the national title game. These are the number one and two teams, according to KenPom. We got the national, two-time national player of the year in Zach Edey against All-Americans for UConn with Tristan Newton and Donovan Klingon and their stars all over the floor. This line opened up at 5.5. Some of those look-ahead lines that were being offered before the Final Four, those hypothetical matchups, UConn was -5.5. Then once Purdue beat NC State, UConn beat Bama, this line went to 6.5. And obviously now that we've come here on game day and UConn continues to cover every single spread, that line has gone up to 7.5. I think it's going to stop here. I don't think it's going to go to 8.5. I think this line probably should be about 5.5, 6. Maybe 6.5. But again, like, UConn just covers every single spread. Bama was covering that game comfortably for like 32 minutes. And then UConn just goes on an insane run. They win by 17 and then they cover another spread. That is what makes UConn so dangerous. That is what makes betting against them so scary, is that you can be right there with them. Bama wasn't trailing by more than like 5-6 points the entire first half. And for part of most of the second half, and then UConn just goes on an 8-0 run, then they go on another 8-0 run, and they just keep coming at you every time. It feels like Bama was maybe going to take the lead, or maybe they were really going to put some pressure on the Huskies. They just answer, and that's what makes them champions. That's what makes them so good, and that is what Purdue is going to have to deal with tonight. I was at the Final Four on Saturday. I got a chance to watch both of these teams in person. I was pretty underwhelmed with Purdue. I know each game is different. I know all the matchups are different. Braden Smith probably played his worst game of the season, the point guard for Purdue. I thought he was terrible. Zach Edey was really solid. Lance Jones was really the MVP of that game for Purdue. He had some big three-pointers. Fletcher Lawyer did as well. That's what NC State did the entire tournament to all these teams, right? They kind of mucked the game up. They made it ugly. Purdue went through plenty of scoring droughts. The difference is that throughout the tournament, NC State capitalized on all those scoring droughts that the other teams had. They were not able to do that against Purdue. And again, that speaks to the defense of Purdue. Then on UConn's side, I mentioned the runs that they were having against Bama. They shot the three-pointer, the best that they had all tournament in that Final Four game. I think everybody's looking forward to the matchup of the big men in this game, right? Zach Edey going up against Donovan Clingan. Again, Edey's the two-time National Player of the Year. He's an absolute monster. This is going to be the toughest matchup that he could get in college basketball, going against Clingan, who is so good defensively. So I keep trying to go through ways how Purdue can win this game. How can they keep it close? I think the biggest thing that could help them is getting Clingan in foul trouble. That's just the obvious one, right? Because if Clingan comes out, then we could have ourselves a ball game. Obviously, UConn's just going to let Clingan go one-on-one with Zach Edey. There's no need to bring him help. They're going to see if Edey can win that matchup. If he does early on, maybe Hurley and the Huskies start to make some adjustments. But that, to me, would really be the big key for Purdue. If you're backing them tonight, you got to hope that maybe Clingan gets in some foul trouble early on in this game. Some bets that I like. Again, UConn was available 5.5, 6.5. I liked him at both of those numbers. I still like him at 7.5. There's no way I could bet Purdue in this game. I've bet against UConn plenty of times. It's not fun. It's a miserable experience. They are so stinking good. They're better this year than they were last year. I truly believe that. They are a complete basketball team offensively, defensively. And I think they're going to cover another spread tonight. If you got them at 5.5 or 6.5, good for you. 7.5, though, I don't love it as much, but if I still had to play the game, I would take the Huskies minus the points. I like the Purdue team total under tonight at 69.5 against UConn. Again, UConn's defense, they've played the two best offenses maybe in college basketball their last two games in Illinois and Bama. Bama gave them a little bit more pressure than Illinois did. But still, they handled it really well. They made some big adjustments in the second half. And they're so smart with how they play defense. They really guarded the three-point line well and made Bama take some contested twos. I think they're going to try and do that with Purdue a little bit. They're going to try and stop Edey, obviously. If they can't do that, they're going to run Purdue off the three-point line and try and make them shoot some tough twos. I think it's going to be a struggle for them to score. I think it's going to be tough for Lawyer and Smith going up against those UConn guards with how they play defense. So I'll take that team total under 69.5. No thoughts for me on the full game. Total 145.5. If I had to bet it, I'd probably take the under, but I like Purdue team total under more. And then my bet that I really like in this game, most outstanding player, Donovan Clingan's the favorite. Zach Edey's right behind him. Then you got Tristan Newton. You got Stephon Castle. But Cam Spencer is the guy that I'm looking at 13-1. Scored in double figures in all the games so far for UConn during the tournament. One of the best shooters in college basketball. And he's just a big-time player. Like some of these guys in college basketball, right, maybe don't live up to the aren't ready for the bright lights, or they don't live up to some of these big moments and some of these big games. Cam Spencer's a guy who like relishes this opportunity, and I like that price at 13-1. These guys in the championship game that are really good shooters that could go off for 6 or 7 three-pointers, especially in a game like this, I think is always worth a bet. So I'll take Cam Spencer 13-1 for most outstanding player. Moving on now to big league page here on a Monday. If you guys have any thoughts on the baseball slate today, you can send in your bets to us, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. We got the White Sox at the Guardians today, 5:10 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch. White Sox still haven't named a starter. Tristan McKenzie on the bump for the Guardians. I'm going to pass on this game. The White Sox are 1-8. They're one of the worst teams in baseball, but I really don't want to lay a -225 on the money line with Cleveland. I don't really want to take them on the run line either. At the end of the day, this is a divisional game and it's baseball. It's 162. So not touching the Guardians, not laying -225 with them on the money line. I do like the Marlins today, +130 against the Yankees at -155. If you guys watch the show, If you kind of are familiar with how I bet, you know this is stuff that I absolutely look for. The line continues to drop right now. Jesus Luzardo against Nestor Cortez. The Yankees are 8-2 this season. They're at home. They're going up against the Marlins, who are 1-9, yet they're only minus 150 on the money line. That line stinks. That's telling me that the Marlins are probably the right side. I'll take my chances with the fish, and I'll back them plus money. Tigers and Pirates today, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch. Detroit plus 105 on the money line. The Pirates minus 125. Mitch Keller going for the Buccos. I like the Pirates. They had a really impressive series against the Orioles. They got off to a hot start last year. They're getting off to another hot start this year. I think you got to keep riding that wave, especially with their ace on the mound. I'll take Pirates money line minus 125. Brewers and Reds today in a pick of minus 110 each way. We got Aaron Ashby going up against Graham Ashcraft. Doing nothing sider total here. I like a player prop with Spencer Steer. 10 games this season. He's got 5 multi-hit games. He's batting .403 this season. Keep taking Spencer Steer props, total bases, base hit. Maybe take a home run as well. He's got 3 this season. He's got 12 RBIs. It's been great for the Reds in the early part of this season. We got Mariners and Blue Jays tonight. I see Moist Cupcakes has a pick in this Mariners-Blue Jays game. He likes the under 8.5. I'm not touching the under, Moist Cupcakes. I do like Seattle, though, at plus 100. Luis Castillo is one of the best pitchers in the American League. The Mariners are 0-2 this season in games that he has started. I think they change that tonight. I'll take Seattle plus 100 against the Blue Jays. Then we got the Mets at the Braves. Braves, obviously, with that brutal news with Spencer Strider going to be out for the year. Still expect the Braves to be a playoff team. Still probably expect them to win 100 games, honestly. That's how good they are, and that's how deep they are. But Charlie Morton going up against Julio Teheran tonight. Braves minus 225. The Mets plus 180. I like the over in this game. 10. I think both teams are going to be able to score runs, especially the Braves against Tehran. Look at that Braves team total over as well at 5.5. I think Atlanta could score a bunch of runs tonight against the Mets. Dodgers and Twins, Moist Cupcakes like the Dodgers on the run line tonight. I would lean that way as well, Moist Cupcakes. I also like the team total over for the Dodgers tonight as well. They're going up against Bailey Ober for the Twins in his first start of the year against the Royals. He went 1 1/3 innings, gave up 9 hits and 8 earned runs against the Royals. Now you got to turn around and face the Dodgers. Good luck with that. I'll take LA. Team total over 4.5. I lean towards that run line as well. Phillies and Cardinals tonight. Spencer Turnbull going up against Miles Michaelis. Turnbull in his first start of the year for Philadelphia, really good. 5 shutout innings, only gave up 3 hits. Going up against St. Louis, who's been pretty good to start the year. They've had a couple of tough series to start off at San Diego, at the Dodgers. I think they win tonight against Philly. I'll take a minus 115. Astros and Rangers. Moist Cupcakes, you like this game too. You're on the over 9 runs in that game. I do like the over as well. I also like the Astros on the run line. Astros are going to start winning some games here soon. They're 3-7 to start the year. They got one of their better pitchers on the mound in Framber Valdez, and Andrew Haney, a left-hander, is going for Texas. The Astros love hitting left-handed pitching. So agree, I lean the over, but I like the Astros to win tonight. Look for them on the money line as well. D-backs and Rockies. I'm going to pass on this game. Zach Gallen against Kyle Freeland. Gallen's been really good to start the year. 2-0 with a .82 ERA in 11 innings pitched this season, but I'm not going to touch it against the Rockies. I'll take the Rays tonight, minus 145 in Anaheim against the Angels. Angels, nice little start here to the season, 5-4. They played a couple of teams from the AL East in the Orioles and the Red Sox, but I think they're going to lose this series opener to the Rays with Zach Eflin on the mound. I like Tampa tonight. Padres and the Cubs out in San Diego. Yu Darvish has had 16 strikeouts in his first 2 starts. His prop is only 5.5 today. It is juice heavily, minus 160, but I think it's worth it. I like his over strikeouts. And then Nationals at the Giants today. Blake Snell making his first start for San Francisco, going up against Trevor Williams. Like the Nats to keep that game close. I'll take them on the run line, +1.5 at minus 115. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable here on Championship Monday. Kate, excited to get your thoughts on the national title game tonight between UConn and Purdue. Before we do that, though, what are the 5-star plays that BetQL have for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays today. Braves on the run line, -1.5 against the Mets. Julio Teheran starting for the Mets. Just got traded over there, so just acquired by New York, getting his first start there. Charlie Morton on the bump for the Braves. I heard you say it. You think of the Braves could have a ton of runs in this game. I agree. I think the model is on that same sentiment as well. Braves -1.5 is the five-star play.
I like it. I like it. Kay, what about you? What are some of your best bets for tonight? Obviously, no NBA. We do have a championship game, though. Is that where you're going?
That's where I'm going for tonight. Yes, PJ. I was out of town last week. I was on a little family vacation. And so I knew I had to grab this UConn line when it first came out, because I was in a state where I couldn't legally bet. So I grabbed this immediately after UConn beat in the Elite
Illinois,
eight, I believe.
Yeah.
Illinois, yes. So I have the UConn -6. So I'm not playing anything else tonight. I'm going to keep my -6 ticket, but I would still play this if I had to at 7.5 as well. You touched on it. UConn is just so, so good. And so, like, all season long, Purdue's offense runs through Zach Edey. I mean, the past couple seasons, it's been that way. But Purdue hasn't had to play someone like Donovan Clingan, who has the size, the strength to defend Edey, and making it so UConn doesn't have to double him. They don't have to bring extra bodies to try and defend Edey. And that means UConn's perimeter defense doesn't have to help as much. It can put a ton of pressure on Purdue's guards. And Purdue's a really good three-point shooting team, but so was Alabama. And what did UConn do to Bama? It just ran them off the three-point line, held them to 7 fewer attempts from deep than Bama was averaging throughout the season. I also trust UConn's backcourt play a little bit more than I do Purdue's. Huskies have had 5 players in double figures the last 2 games, so tons of balance there as well. And a little fun fact for you, PJ, the Big East is 7-0 straight up in NCAA championship games since 2001, where the Big Ten is 0-7 straight up. So these are spots where the Big East wins, the Big Ten fails. I'm backing the Huskies tonight.
Really good nugget there, Kay, with the Big Ten and the Big East. Let me ask you, most outstanding player. I like Cam Spencer tonight, 13-1. Clingan and Edey, both bigs, are kind of the favorites. People feel like if UConn's going to win, it might go to Clingan. Purdue, obviously go to Zach Edey. Anything in that market that you like for tonight?
Yeah, this is chalky, but I'm going to go with Donovan Clingan if UConn wins. I mean, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks against Illinois in the Elite Eight, 18-5 and 4 blocks against Bama in the Final Four. If UConn wins tonight, it's going to likely be because Clingan was able to slow down Edey enough for the Huskies to get the win. So it's chalky. It's not great value, but I think Donovan Clingan brings home MLP tonight.
Kate, I didn't touch on it earlier in the show, but obviously we got that huge news late last night with John Calipari going to Arkansas, and now it opens up one of the biggest jobs in college basketball. There's been a lot of names floating around, like Jay Wright, maybe Billy Donovan leaves the Bulls to come back to the college game, maybe Bruce Pearl or Nate Oates. Like, is there a coach, Danny Hurley maybe even could leave? Is there a coach that you would really, like, just from a storyline perspective, you would love to see at Kentucky?
I mean, a storyline perspective, yeah, Jay Wright would be awesome. I think he's living life pretty happily right now, not having all the stress of coaching. Danny Hurley would be unbelievable. I mean, if he were to leave UConn after back-to-back national championships, like, that storyline right there, I think would blow people out of the water. Are either of those coaches that I think will actually end up taking the job? No, I don't see that happening at all. I think Bruce Pearl, the name you just threw out, he's someone that I would look at. Nate Oates, I've heard that name thrown around a ton. I mean, Scott Drew over at Baylor, he's the name I've heard. I don't think he leaves Baylor. Like, he's got a great gig where he's at right now. So I think it's going to be really interesting on who Kentucky brings in, because that's going to be, I mean, every job, every coaching job in college athletics is high stress, but Kentucky's an entirely different level, especially after a coach like Calipari, who's the second winningest head coach in Kentucky and has still, I mean, I don't want to say failed because he's done a fantastic job there, but failed in terms of tournament hopes and expectations. Like, those are massive shoes to fill. So I don't know who it's going to be, but I think it will be someone who's an active college basketball head coach right now versus an NBA coach or someone who's retired.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what they do. And it's going to have a huge ripple effect on some of the other jobs, mm-hmm. right? Because you figure they're probably going to get somebody who's really good. And then how is that program going to bounce back? Kate, before I let you go, no NBA games tonight. They're giving the floor to college basketball with the championship game. Tons of good games, though, on the slate tomorrow. We got Celtics-Bucks. We got Thunder and the Kings. The Clippers play the Suns, some really good ones. That Celtics-Bucks games, though, Boston's the best team in the NBA in the regular season. We know that. They're only 1.5-point favorites, though, tomorrow in Milwaukee. And the Bucks have been losing all of these games as, like, huge favorites. Would you take them tomorrow, though, against the Celtics?
Yeah, I'm not bold enough to bet on this game because this line is all over the place depending on where you look. The Bucks are favored by 1.5 at one place. The Celtics are favored by 1 at another place. So it's kind of all over the board. This is a game that Milwaukee has to have. Like, you can't lose 5 in a row, especially at this point going into the postseason. I just don't know if it happens. Like, the Bucks are a mess right now. But what are the Celtics playing for? That's my question here. The Celtics have the firm hold on the number one spot. Bucks are still trying to hold off Orlando, New York for that number two spot. So I think by money, if you force my hand, I would have to put it on Milwaukee, but that would make me extremely nervous. So I'm staying off that game altogether tomorrow.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Probably going to do the same. She's Kate Constable joining me here on a Monday on Send It In. Kate, always great having you. Enjoy the championship game. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, now it's time to look ahead to the Masters. Usually we talk some golf on Tuesday and Wednesday, but of course we got the biggest tournament of the year, one of the best sporting events on the calendar, the Masters. And what makes it so good nowadays in this age of golf is because of obviously LIV and the PGA Tour. This is one of four events a year that we get to see all of the best players in the world. Scottie Scheffler, if you haven't been paying attention to the game of golf, guy's really, really good. And he's been absurd this season. He is plus 400 to win the Masters. He won it a couple years ago. To put things in perspective on how good Scottie Scheffler has been this season, he's played in 8 events in 2024, okay? He hasn't finished any worse than tied for 17th. My favorite stat, though, for Scotty is that on one single round this year, so he's played 8 events, 32 rounds. One of those 32 rounds, he shot worse than 70, and it was a 71. That's it. The guy hasn't shot a 72 or worse the entire season. He's been insanely consistent. He's in the top 5, it feels like, every single week. 2 of his last 3 events, he's won them outright. And again, he won here a couple years ago, and 4 of his last, and the 4 times that he has played at Augusta, he has finished in the top 20. So he's got real good course history here. He's just on an absolute heater, really, since the start of last season. So a lot of people are going to look at that number with Scottie Scheffler plus 400, and they're going to say, there's no way I could bet a golfer at that price. But honestly, there might be like value on Scottie Scheffler at plus 400. If this was Tiger Woods and Tiger was having a season that Scottie has had, which he has done in years past, this number wouldn't be plus 400. So maybe you could argue that you're still getting value on Scheffler at plus 400. Rory's number has moved a little bit because he had a nice finish at the Valero this past week, 10-1 to win the Masters. Obviously, Rory needs Augusta to complete the career Grand Slam. He's won the U.S. Open. He's won the Open Championship. He's won the PGA. This is the one that he hasn't been able to win. 2 of the last 3 years, Rory has actually missed the cut at Augusta. And then in between those years, he finished 2nd in 2022. And that's kind of been the story of Rory, like the last 5 or 6 years. It's extremely consistent, but it's also erratic as well. And you really never know what you're going to get out of him in these big events. He's much better in the majors here the last couple of years. Ton of top 10 finishes, couple of top 5 finishes. He was the runner-up at the U.S. Open last year. He's still one of the most talented players in the world. And you figure at some point he's going to break through, but this is the last one that he's got to win. And you wonder if he's going to get it this year. I'm not going to be betting Rory, but he is 10-1 at the Masters this week. Then you got John Rahm at 12-1. I think the big thing with Rahm is he's been on the LIV Tour, and obviously we haven't watched him as much as we did when he was on the PGA Tour. And what kind of form is he in? We saw last season, the LIV guys certainly made a statement that even though they're playing on that tour, they can still compete in the majors. Phil Mickelson was second at Augusta last year. Brooks obviously won the PGA. And John Rahm has just been incredible at the Masters throughout his career. He's played here six times. Five of those six times, he has finished in the top 10, obviously, with that win last year. And you're getting a good price on Rahm at 12-1. He was 9-1 last year when he won the thing. He loves this place. He's got all the money he could ever want. He's a two-time major champion. And again, the LIV guys proved last year that they could win majors. So Rahm certainly could be worth a look at 12-1. Three guys that I have my eye on, though, here on this Monday, as of right now, when I'm going through the card, I'm looking at odds. Three guys that jumped out to me: Colin Morikawa at 50-1 at BetMGM, I think is an awesome price. Now, Colin has not been good this season. He has not been good as of late. His last three starts, missed the cut, tied for 45th and tied for 75th. But anybody who bets golf, they will tell you that sometimes, especially in these major championships, when you get great fields, a lot of times you just bet numbers. And a guy like Colin Morikawa, getting him at 50-1 in a major is something I just got to buy into. So he's played well at the Masters the last couple of years. First couple times he played it, he had to adjust to kind of the course, and he was playing certain shot shapes that didn't work out. He's changed the way he's approached Augusta, played much better the last couple of years, has finished in the top 10. I'm going to take my chances that Colin finds something this week. I like him at 50-1. Also like Will Zalatoris at 28-1. There are certain golfers that just, they play well in major championships. Brooks Koepka, as we know, is one of those guys. Louis Oosthuizen was one of those guys for a while. Will Zalatoris is one of those guys as well. If they're a major, if it's a major, Will Zalatoris is going to be on my card. Why? Because he's such a good ball striker. He hits the ball far. He hits it straight. And he's a good putter at the majors championships. The stroke doesn't always look great, but it goes in the hole. Willie Z's played here twice. Finished sixth and second place in both of those trips. Didn't play last year due to a back injury, but 28-1 for Willie Z. I'm going to take him. And then a guy that I would keep an eye out for, 66-1, the Canadian Corey Connors. Last year, Corey Connors missed the cut at Augusta. The 3 years previous to that, he finished in the top 10. And Corey Connors has been pretty decent this season. He's played in 9 events. He's made the cut in all 9 of them. And he's starting to play his best golf in the last 3 events that he has played. He's finished top 25 in all 3 of those events. He's finished top 20 in a couple of those as well. Just mention, I love Willie Z because of what a great ball striker he is. Corey Connors, excellent as well. The short game is always the question mark with Corey. And look, at Augusta, you're going to need every facet of your game on point. You're going to need the driver, the irons, the wedge, the Sam wedge, the putter, all of it. If Corey can have a streaky, solid week with the putter, I think 66-1, he could be worth a look. So those are three guys that I would keep my eye on. UConn Sig, I like a player from the previous year's top 5 to win, looking at Shane Lowry and Brooksy. Look, in a major, Brooks Koepka, always a good bet. Never going to talk you off of that. Shane Lowry is an interesting one. Again, another guy who's kind of had a really up and down year, but Shane is such a good iron player, and he's also got a really good short game. So I could see that, especially if you get a good price on Lowry. I like that UConn Sig, looking at those two guys. All right, let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In with a little going streaking. We're going to start with Eugenio Suarez of the Arizona Diamondbacks as you look at the week that we have had here on going streaking to the start of the MLB season. Pretty good. We're going to try and keep it going. Suarez today going up against Kyle Freeland and the Rockies. Suarez this season batting .316, but in his career against Freeland, 5-for-14, that's good for a .357 average. Love when we get a right-handed hitter against a left-handed pitcher, especially at Coors Field. That's what we're getting today. If I had to pick a guy to get a base hit, Eugenio Suarez, my pick in going streaking. My prop lock today going to be Yu Darvish over 5.5 Ks at -160. It's juiced heavily, but Darvish has 16 strikeouts in his first 2 starts this season. Cubs do have some pretty good contact hitters in their lineup, but Darvish still's got nasty stuff, great curveball. I'll take over 5.5 Ks for Yu Darvish as my prop lock. My dog of the day is going to be the Marlins at +130 against the Yankees. I believe that line's gone down now to +125. We were talking about it earlier. Jesus Luzardo against Nestor Cortez. Why do I love this game, though? Because the line makes no sense. The Marlins are 1-9. The Yankees are 8-2, and yet the Yankees at home with their best starting pitcher right now with Gerrit Cole hurt, they're only a minus 150, minus 155 on the money line. Line is telling me to take the Marlins. I will gladly do so at plus 130. Shawnee Sharp, championship Monday. You're there in the state of Indiana. What are you doing?
Yeah, Pete, just like Christmas. A lot of schools in West Lafayette actually are doing a two-hour delay tomorrow because it's Christmas down. It's in 49 other states. It's just basketball, Pete. Not here in Indiana. And that's why I'm taking Purdue money line plus 250 against UConn. It's a narrative Shawnee Sharp play of the day. Purdue's wearing all black, hence why I'm wearing all black. What's going on today in Indiana? A solar eclipse. It's going to make the sky black. Who was the first man to walk on the moon? That's right, Purdue grad Neil Armstrong. A Purdue grad came back to watch the Final Four from space on Saturday. And to finish the redemption arc, they have to go up against the best college basketball team maybe ever. So I just it makes too much sense here. Purdue money line. I don't care what anyone else says. And the narrative lines up. And also, no shot Brain Smith has back-to-back bad games.
Shawnee Sharp, you know I'm a sucker for a good narrative play. Neil Armstrong going to Purdue, that was pretty strong right there. We'll see. Can't wait for tonight's game. Unfortunately, we're going to have to go head-to-head on this one. I'm laying UConn 7.5. It's one thing to watch that team on TV. When you see them in person, they are truly ridiculous. Bama gave them everything they could ever want for the first 28 minutes of that game, and it still didn't matter. They won by 16. Purdue's a better team than Bama is, but the gap between UConn and everybody else, I think, is still too much. Give me the Huskies -7.5. To recap our best bets for today, Eugenio Suarez is going to be our play in going streaking. Yu Darvish is going to be my play in prop lock over 5.5 Ks. Give me the Marlins, my dog of the day, plus 130. Shawnee Sharp is going with the Purdue Boilermakers at plus 250 on the money line. And I'm going to take UConn -7.5 against Purdue. Thanks again to Kate Constable. Everybody, enjoy Championship Monday. Purdue and UConn should be an awesome game. Remember, if you missed anything, check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, right here for some more Send It In.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.